Proclamation number 7740 of 8th of November, 1960. The soul shall be fairly provided for. Your soul needs food and drink if it is to mature an earthly life, if it is to be healthy and strong in order to be able to carry out the work which is necessary in order to be able to enter the kingdom of light and bliss in a mature state. And therefore you should desire food and drink for your soul every day. You should know that the soul, just like your body, wants to be satisfied every day and that you should not let it go hungry, for you only received your body for the purpose of maturing your soul in it. And thus you will always offer your soul nourishment if you bring it the Word of God, which in truth signifies food and drink for it, which is the right nourishment that imparts strength to it and lets it recover. And God Himself offers it the nourishment. God Himself calls it to His table. God Himself distributes bread and wine so that the soul can strengthen itself. But the human beings must also make this possible. The human beings will be decisive as to whether the soul comes into its own, whether it is nourished with the bread of heaven, with the Word of God. For against its will the soul cannot be given the nourishment it needs in order to mature. Therefore, the human being's intellect is addressed first and is provided with the Word of God. And now the intellect shall pass this word on to the heart, and only then will the human beings will make the right decision, for the heart will then adjust itself and impart the divine word to the soul. Thus the soul can now be addressed and will be allowed to feast on food and drink, and it will be grateful to the body that it helps it to receive the right nourishment, that it was willing to accept the Word of God, to mentally process it and to now impart to the soul what it needs to mature. Do not let your soul go hungry. Remember its wretched state when it enters the earth as a human being. Try to help it by daily supplying it with the right nourishment, which will always signify the Word of God for it. And therefore always be willing to listen to the Word of God wherever and however it is offered to you. If you are willing to help your soul through it, then you will also always be led to the right source where you may draw the water of life. You will always be allowed to hear the voice of God, in whatever way the Word of God is offered to you. For the Heavenly Father knows about His children's needs and will always meet them if only the human beings will ease good. And He will open up the child of life in all places where only the desire for it exists. He will direct His word to earth and always supply it directly or also through messengers to those who desire it, who want to feed and water their soul and long for the right nourishment. And these will never go empty-handed, they will be allowed to listen to the Word of God wherever it is offered to them. It will always be food and drink for their souls which need it to mature in earthly life. And the human being should remember his soul no less than his body, for its life will last forever, whereas the body's life will come to an end once. And this is why God Himself will speak to you again and again. This is why He will repeatedly convey His holy word to people. For He knows the nature of their souls and wants to help them as long as they live in the flesh on this earth. He wants to help them so that one day they will be able to leave the body fully matured when the hour has come for them to depart from this world, so that they can enter the spiritual kingdom, into a life full of light and bliss. Amen.